And we're back, and I'm going to bring in our guest. And I do believe Shay is here. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Here.
You know what? It's so beautiful. I was talking about you, right? And, you know, I like to make things worse and bigger and exaggerate. And so I was talking about you behind your back, man, right?
Ah.
Early this morning, and I was saying, you know, basically running down some of the things that we've spoken about prior to this particular interview that's about to take place, right? And so, you know, your story is very interesting, and it is one that teaches us how to overcome adversity in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Shay Ole. Did I say that last name correctly?
We'll pronounce it Ola.
Ola. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, okay. So
You got it.
All right. So now tell the audience a little bit about your background with your family before you actually went into banking.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Richard, for that. You know, just my story just, you know, starts with, like, most of us. I come from humble beginnings, right? My family were immigrants that came to this country from Nigeria and really didn't really understand how to work the financial systems here in the States. And, you know, they were hardworking people, educated folks, really proud of what they were being able to achieve. But there were just some things that I wish they had known about how things work here in the States, right? And for me, growing up, I grew up in California, and I saw a lot of just a lot of things that they went through. You know, during the mortgage crisis in 2008, you know, there were some challenges there for them. But, you know, one of the things that I would always say is that, you know, if you have determination, there's going to be twists and turns in life. If you have the right partners in your corner to help you out, it makes a difference. And having the right financial partner was one of the things that was able to help them during that time when they were looking at, you know, potentially losing their home and things of that nature. And so my background is I didn't come from much, you know. As they say, Drake has this song called "Started from the Bottom, Now I'm Here."
There you go.
That's really kind of my story. Is hard work, determination, but also having help along the way, because we all need that help in our journey, especially when it comes to and growing in financial confidence. And my family, you know, just went through stuff too, just like everybody else might be going through right now. But that stuff really helped me out as I finally got into the financial industry as well, to really understand what people are feeling when they're going through stuff with their finance, but to let them know there's hope in your journey as long as you can set those goals for yourself and help you go in that right direction.
Okay, so I'm going to interrupt you right now because you've set us up for the introduction, and we've already started, and we're going to keep it running. But thus is the reason for this particular segment that we have put together every month. And it's called Financial Corner. Financial Corner is basically to give our audience in the community some background information about savings, budgeting, credit. And today, Brother Shay is going to talk to us about setting financial goals. And the whole idea is basically it's still early. It's not too late, right? It's still early enough for us to set those financial goals for 2023, right? And I'm going to, you've just been set up, and I'm gonna hand it over to you, setting goals for 2023 and SMART goals. Take it away and talk about the four types of goals. And ladies and gentlemen, get your pads and your pencils out, your pens, right? And Shay represents J.P. Morgan Chase in Trenton, New Jersey. He's a community manager, and stop me when I make a mistake here, brother, right? And again, I hand it over to you, Shay, setting financial goals for 2023. Take it away.
Thank you so much for that. In just the short time that we have together, I want you to think about something for a moment. Just If you can close your eyes where you are right now and think about that one thing you want to achieve in 2023, specifically around your finances. And when you think about that thing, I want you, if you have a pen, I want you to write it down. Maybe you would written down before, but I want you to do that again. Why? Why are we talking about financial goals? Because the things that we dream of in our minds, when we write it down, what do they become? They become a goal. That's something you're trying to achieve. But when you put strategy around your goals, it becomes a plan. When you put not only writing down and creating a plan for yourself, but also then actually carrying it out, it becomes something that we actually can actualize and see happen. So in 2023, we're now on the 11th day of February. Now, I can't even believe we're here right now, right? It seemed like we're still in December, but we're here right now. But it's not too late. The goals that you want to set for yourself in 2023, I want you to think about it like it's the beginning of a new dawn. It's a new opportunity for you. Are you trying to buy a house? Are you trying to repair your credit? Are you trying to send your kids to college? You're thinking, how am I going to save for that? You're trying to start that new business, right? You're trying to maybe start a new budget to make sure that you have hold of your finances. Maybe you're trying to start an emergency fund, right? Maybe you are trying to just say, I just want to be able to save more towards my new car that I want to buy. Whatever that goal is, I want you to begin to know that there's hope for you to get there, right? It's not just something you write down and you forget, but it's something that you can actually actualize. There are four types of goals that are out there that we all can set for ourselves. First, if you're writing it down, the first type of goal you're going to set is a goal called the immediate goal. Your immediate goal is that goal that you can achieve between now and 6 months. Right? And the next set of goals that you're going to look at is the short-term goals. The short-term goal is a type of goal that you can achieve between between now and 2 years. The third type of goal that you're going to look at is that goal that we call the medium goal. And that particular goal is the goal that you can set between 2 to 5 years. And then we have the last one, which is the long-term goal, is those goals that you set that can go for 10-plus years. Regardless of where you are in your journey, you want to start from the beginning. The short-term goal is where I was talking to. The immediate goal is what I tell folks. What can you achieve in the next 6 months for yourself around your finances? How can you begin to put the strategy around it to help you go to that next place, to that next level, to achieve that goal that you really want to achieve. For me, one of the things I said to myself this year was that, man, we're going to save more. We're looking to buy another car because my family is expanding, right? The car that I got right now, it works. We want to buy an SUV, but I got to save towards that. I got to make that a reality. In 2023, we have some money we saved last year, but we're going to keep on going. I'm looking at what I'm doing with my tax return. If you're getting money back, what are you going to do with that money, right? And begin to think about what's my strategy, because if we have a goal, if we have a plan in place, we can actually execute on those things. Now, let me shift really quickly and say this to you, that when we talk about immediate goals, those are the goals that you can achieve in the next 6 months. Maybe for you it's like, hey, I need to start putting some money away. Maybe for you the next 6 months is for you to be able to say, what can I do to begin to fix my credit? Maybe that goal for you is to see, maybe let me look at my budget and see how I can cut down on waste. Maybe you're spending too much money in places you're not supposed to spend money. Right. Regardless of what that goal is, think about it as something you can achieve in the next 6 months.
Okay, now you referred to that as owning where you are right now.
Yeah, Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yeah, so I didn't want to interrupt you, but I you know, I just had to jump in there. So far, just to recap real fast, short-term goals, mid-term goals, long-term goals, but more importantly, before you begin to set those goals, your dreams, the things that you want to achieve or acquire, right? And a song that I played before you came on, If You Believe, You'll Find a Way, okay? But you have to believe. And so that belief starts with owning where you are right now, and I turn it back over to you.
Yes, sir. You gotta own where you are right now, and don't feel guilty. Guilt will paralyze you from being able to take that step. I think one of the biggest things I've seen, Mr. Richard, is especially around credit. Let me talk about that for a quick moment. Some of us look at credit and maybe we're in debt and we're like, man, I don't know how I can get out of this. It's one step at a time. Maybe sitting with that banker, coming up with a plan. Okay, what do I need to do? Do I need to call the creditor? Do I need to call this person to set up a payment plan? But we can't sit in the place of fear. We got to take that step and say, what can I begin to do to fix this where I'm at? If you have bad credit today, if you're hearing me on the radio waves, it's not a death sentence. You can get up from where you are and continue to build forward to where you need to go. So let's talk really quickly about how you make your goals happen. And how do you make your goals SMART? And I'll give you this acronym. It's S-M-A-R-T. S stands for specific. M stands for measurable. A stands for achievable. R stands for relevant. T stands for time bound. Once you write your goals down, you say, okay, Mr. Shea, in the next 2 to 5 years, I want to achieve so and so. I want to be able to pay down on my credit card in the next 2 years. Okay, good. That's a good goal. Let's help you begin to take the step towards that. But how do you make that goal SMART? It's got to be specific. It can't be ambiguous. You can't just say, well, I want to save some money. No, you got to say, I want to save $500. You got to be specific to what you want to do. I want to buy a house sometime. No, I want to buy a house in 5 years, in this county, in this state. Those type of things. I want to start a business. What type of business? Right. I want to start a barbershop. I want to start an online business. You got to be specific. It's got to be measurable. M. What is it? How can you measure? You kind of want to take what that is, right? And a lot of ways we measure that is the money, the dollar amount connected to that particular. How do I know I'm reaching that goal? But if it's credit, when my score begins to go up to 700 is how I'm measuring myself. I want to get the 700 goal. Achievable. Don't set a goal that is not achievable. And let me explain what I mean by that. If you're right now in a place, in a position where you said, I want to buy a house one day, and you say, Mr. Shea, I think I can buy a house in 6 months, but you've not saved for down payment, your credit is not where it's supposed to be, that's not an achievable goal. It don't mean that I don't believe in you, but there's some steps you got to take before you get to that goal. So maybe that's not a goal you set in six months. Maybe that's a goal that you set for yourself in 2 to 5 years. Y'all understand what I'm saying there, Mr. Richard? So that's incredibly important. And then the R is relevant. How is it relevant to where you are and what you're trying to achieve? Well, if you're starting a lawn mowing business, okay, you're not just gonna go buy, you know, a Ferrari instead of buying maybe a truck that can get your equipment to where you need to go. You got to have something that is relevant, that fits into that goal. And that's going to inform what type of things you actually have on your budget and you prioritize. And the last one of the most important, time. You got to put time on it. If y'all don't hear nothing else, you got to put time on your goals. You got to put time on it. If you don't put a time on it, tomorrow never comes. It's going to keep on getting pushed out. If you want to start saving for your kid's college and your kid is 13 today, you got 5 years before that kid becomes 18. What can you do today? to begin to say, in 5 years, we need to get to this X amount of dollars. And even if you don't get to that number, you have put the attempt out to actually get to that place. Michael Jordan said something. He said, failure is not the lack of success. Failure is the lack of attempt. That's how he defines success. You don't even try. How are you going to give yourself a chance to win? We got to take that out, and time is so important. SMART goals, again, is what? Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Okay. I'm gonna have to let that be the last words, but not particularly. First of all, you represent J.P. Morgan Chase Bank in Trenton. How does someone contact you if they want to find out community information, if they're trying to purchase a home, right, and they need the community resources that you provide? How do they reach out to you?
Very simple. You can reach out to me via email. It's Shay, S-E-Y-I dot O-L-A, shay.ola@chase.com. That's one of the easiest ways to reach out to me. It's going to give you access to an opportunity for you to be able to set an appointment, and we're going to put you in front of the right bankers. We have a lot of qualified folks that can help you out in that process.
Right, and okay. There's no fee involved.
No fee, not at all.
Okay.
No fee, because it is part of our $30 billion racial equity commitment that we've made, which supports four pillars: home ownership, financial health, small business ownership, and workforce diversity. So this is part of what we do in the community to uplift our communities. Though I am in Trenton, I can always get you to wherever you want. We have community managers all over the state of New Jersey. I have about 7 of them, great colleagues of mine, and I'm super excited to be able to connect you with any of them wherever you live in New Jersey and beyond.
I thank you for your dedication and your passion and your ability to get up so early on a Saturday morning to be with us to present.